Right now on VFN TV, we're going to hear from Lance Wallno talking about an in-depth insight into understanding the seasons and the times that we're in. We're also going to hear his perspective on understanding it takes a government in the spirit to be able to shape a government in the natural. And finally, we're going to hear about, does the church even have a lens to interpret the days that we're in? Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, we are, was that it? We're excited.
Hey. I'm excited.
Okay, well, listen, to be here with you, our community, we really are, you know, it just means so much to us. I know we always say that, but we want you to know that it's important, the fact that you're communicating with us and you're sending comments to us and writing us. Listen, we're in this thing together.
Yes, we are.
It's exciting.
Yeah, we love meeting you when we're out and about. I mean, it never kind of, you know, yeah. It's like, wow, it kind of blows us away. It's hard to get used to, but right. We're building this relationship, and to know that we're standing together, you know, for truth and encouragement, it's a really beautiful thing.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't necessarily come up because they're thinking like, no, we want to hear from you if it's good. We want to hear from you, right? And yeah. If we're having a meal somewhere, we don't mind you picking the check. Oh, this is exciting.
No, right?
No, it's totally fine. Hey, listen, Lance Wallno, if you have not yet got impacted by his ministry, you need to get connected to Lance Wallno. He has this insight, this prophetic insight about how to understand that what we talk about all the time at VFNKB. Find out at VFNKB.com, the details there. But you think about the society, culture. You got like seven spheres of culture. Mm-hmm. And God calls us to be able to make disciples of nations, which means we have to actually affect each of those spheres. We call them mountains, whether it's family, education, business, arts and entertainment, media, and all these different
government.
You know, that's what we're impacting. But God's called us to be able to do that. Well, Lance Wallno is talking about right here an in-depth insight into how this actually takes place. As a matter of fact, let's go there now.
I had the privilege of being down in the Bahamas and speaking, and my wife very wisely insisted on getting the manuscript or the transcript of those messages because I had Miles Monroe really strong on my mind as I was preaching in the Bahamas, and it was about how it takes a government in the spirit to shape a government in the natural. And that the real warfare that's going on over nations right now is kingdom against kingdom, government against government in the spirit realm. But you know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the problem is you can develop faith on any subject you hear a lot of revelation on. There simply is a deficit of faith teaching on the rescuing and saving of nations. Because we are like experts in America on how to create teaching content and marketing around personal breakthrough. I can't tell you how many believers' messages, if you flip around the television set, are all focused basically on talking to believers, not unbelievers. And it's talking to us about hope and not giving up and living your dreams and fulfilling your vision. And it's really almost like a narcissistic obsession with us getting somewhere to have more and overcome. And the reality is, Jesus never really intended for us individually to be the subject of the Bible. It was about the kingdom. It's about the kingdom. Now, when you seek first the kingdom, not seek first your own place in the kingdom, but when you seek first the kingdom, you find your place. You not only find your place, but as you seek first the kingdom, you stumble into the messages, the material, the people, the resources, the divine appointments you need to complete the blueprint of who you are. But you know, if you go back and focus on you all the time, you'll find that you are, and like I am, the same way, we are a never-ending pit of human need. The only way that we can get out of the pit of our own neediness is to actually find our fulfillment being incomplete, but complete in the purpose of God, pursuing what God's calling us to do, being in the activity of God. There's nothing quite like being sucked into the vortex of God's activity to pull you out of your obsession with yourself. So I want to focus in for a second on this idea of what God's doing in the nations for the purpose of building faith. We talk a lot about Josephs and Daniels. There was a big meeting that took place this week, and I bumped into it in Washington, D.C. And it was the heads of marketplace ministries that were all gathering together in a divine convergence to coordinate better with each other. And I'm a big believer that the marketplace is the key to the move of God. But it's the key to the move of God in a way that I don't think we've understood. And here's what I said in this manuscript that's coming to me now. Joseph was given a dream to prepare him to fulfill the dream of a heathen ruler. Now think about that. Most of us focus on our dreams. We want to know about our dreams, what they mean. But the truth is, the dreamers in the Bible were given dreams and interpretations for the sake of accommodating secular systems and rulers to rule under the fear of God. Pharaoh was the one that had the world-changing dream, not Joseph. Joseph's dream was to awaken him to be the dream interpreter for Pharaoh. So Joseph was given the solution to Pharaoh's problem. What if God, who controls the flow of history, moves in such a way that he sets up unsolvable problems among the nations to create a platform so that he can exhibit his people as a solution? So what if we come to the place where God's finger is writing on the wall in Babylon so that his own servant becomes the interpreter of the finger of God and in a sense begins the rewriting of history for the future of Babylon as Cyrus comes in? What if God disciplines nations in order to correct them? And I'm thinking about building faith now in our individual world to get caught up in the narrative of something much bigger, the shaking of nations. As we see history unfolding, does the church have a lens through which it can interpret?
This is so important when you think about it. That's one thing that we do at VFNKB is we're working with all seven spheres of culture and we're showing up and God is giving prophetic insight. He's able to take a businessman or a businesswoman's business. We literally cast vision under a prophetic anointing and give them strategies to be able to take their business to the next level. God is into your success. It's amazing what God does, and God wants you to succeed. This wealth transfer that's coming for this great harvest will come through those who are doing business. And so it's very important to be able to understand that God is into your success right where you are. He's called you to be, you know, where you are in your giftings that he's gifted you with. And he's talking about, you know, somebody who doesn't even know God, don't know Jesus, but God speaks to them. God speaks to everyone, actually. And the fact is, they might not be able to understand. They couldn't understand what it was, but they'll begin to seek out, like the Pharaoh did Joseph, do you know what this dream is about? And it just shifted a wealth. It was the seedbed of a huge wealth transfer of the world that came in under Joseph's leadership. And it happened because he could interpret somebody's dream who wasn't in the church. We got to begin to understand that, you know, maybe in a boardroom, it may be in a classroom, it may be in a business area. And it's not like, thus saith the Lord. It's God just begins to give us unction to you to be able to say, this is where we need to go with the company. This is where we need to put a billboard up. This is what we need to do with our business, our structure. And God just blesses it. We want to hear from you. Listen, maybe that's you. You're thinking, man, I never thought about God having insight into my business and giving me strategic ideas. And he does. But comment below, email us. You can call us if you want to, but the fine lines are so packed out being able to do that. But write us, comment below. We want to hear from you on that. John, what's next?
Listen, when we get back from this break, you're going to hear from Lance Wallner as he really begins to break this down, that it takes a government in the spirit to shape government in the natural. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
Minister with a group of people that I just absolutely love, because all of us, we get tired, we want to quit every week, and we look at each other and go, no, let's go talk to some more people. I know we were all rejected yesterday. Let's keep going. That's what the body of Christ was supposed to do. We were supposed to gather together to stir one another up, to encourage, put courage into each other. And that's what this is about. Man, our prayer is that God would do something in our midst that we really could walk away with greater courage.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFNTV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to vfntv.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to youtube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are going to Lance Walnose. He's talking specifically about how we have to have a lens. How do we see things? How do we see our experiences? What beliefs do we have because of that? What decisions are we making based on our beliefs? And what kind of harvest are we getting? This is so powerful because it begins to help you understand why VFNKB and VFNTV and programs like ours is so important to help shape your belief and your understanding of biblical worldview. Let's go to Lance Walno now.
So let's just take a look at this. Got my pen here in my hand. I want to show you something that's extremely powerful. And it has to do with the how the role of the rabbi, the teacher, the mentor, is so important in your life right now, in terms of understanding what's happening. This is called like the cultural paradigm or cultural pyramid. This is culture one. This goes for individuals and it goes for organizations. And here's what it says: life happens, and so what we have is experiences, right? So the experience takes place. And I'm writing slow here because of the nature of my technology. All right, you got that word experience in there? So when an experience happens, it could be the bridge that collapses, the shooting incident in a school, the exposure of Hollywood extremism. It could be a terrorist incident in the Middle East. Whatever the experience is, it really is not as important as the next part of the pyramid. The next part of the pyramid isn't experience. What's the next part? It's what you believe. Catch this. What you believe as a result of that experience. So I'm going to put a pair of lenses here like that. Somebody is interpreting for you what's happening to you. So if you have a situation where your brothers reject you, Bible, story Joseph, and put you in a pit, if you believe that God is against you, life is against you, and that dreams aren't real, well, guess what? You just succeeded in believing what a demon was sent to tell you to block you from your destiny. Notice that overcomers, and you'll find this throughout the Bible, Daniel having to be, oh my God, have you guys thought about this? Daniel being drafted into Nebuchadnezzar's service is forced to be a eunuch. He is castrated. Most people don't get that, you know? Next time you hear that, hey, the Lord's called you as a Joseph and a Daniel, say, oh my God, I don't know. How far is this one going? Because Daniel himself had to be a eunuch. Why? Because the proximity he had to the king and the king's concubines meant that he could potentially become a competitor to the throne by virtue of his gifting, access, and influence. So in order to avert that, you had to make eunuchs out of the wisest, most powerful men near the throne. Think about that. So when history happens, how you believe or how you interpret your experience is more powerful than the experience itself. Daniel could say, here I am serving God, me and my friends trying to love God. I didn't screw up. I didn't do anything. My parents are the ones that screwed up everything. And now I have to go up to Babylon and lose everything. And so you catch this. Joseph, Daniel, can you see where they have to overcome some pretty powerful narratives that are talking to them? This is the part of the story we don't even think about. Your experience is never really the important factor. It's the beliefs you attach to your experience. And that's where the Torah, or the Word of God, comes in so importantly. Because what they had was two things working for them. I'll put the Bible this way for us. They understood the Word of God. These were prophets that that had a revelation of the Word of God, and they had a revelation of the nature of God or character of God. And evidently, they had something else going for them, which is pretty powerful. They actually had a relationship with the Ruach HaKodesh, which would be the Spirit of God or the dove. The Spirit of God spoke to them. And they chose to believe in the integrity of who God's identity is so that they never question the goodness of God. The number one things Americans struggle with, and I'm always, if it's not, is that God or is, how do I know it's God's voice? The number one thing Christians struggle with is if God's a good God or is he doing bad things? And there again, here's the problem. Because who is getting into the belief system of people? It's media. This is why media is such a demonic mischief maker. Television, entertainment, movies. And man, once you have the lenses, once you've got the lenses of the Word of God on and you start actually seeing truth and understanding truth, it's amazing the mechanisms and multiplicity of sources that come in order to rob you of faith and hope. Because the whole world system, every newspaper you touch, every TV broadcast you run into, and the society you associate with, the unbelief that can get into you like a virus from people close to you. If the enemy can't get you, he's going to get the people closest to you, and they're yapping in your ear to transplant stuff into your own heart. So I'm telling you, the most important thing to have in these days is what these prophets had. I'm talking Joseph and Daniel stuff, marketplace stuff. It's not not looking at experiences, but making sure that you are your own filter for how the Word of God and the Spirit of God is revealing to you what's happening in those experiences. And I don't want to labor this point, because this is how culture is created in your home, in your family, in your business, in your nation. And I'm really laboring nowadays to get faith for nations, because the church is so stuck in a narrative of escapism or personal survival. In other words, going to heaven or surviving instead of actually taking ground. So here we go. Experiences happen. Whoever is interpreting those experiences is shaping your belief. Make sure that what you believe about a situation is in line with what the Word of God says, honors the character of God, and that you're in a conversation with the Holy Spirit. For that reason, that's where people like, I believe, me come along, because those of us that are teachers, we have a responsibility to make sure that we're accurately understanding the times so that the belief or the hope and the vision that is in the church is moving on. Why? Because watch this next critical step in the process. Your experience shapes your beliefs. Your beliefs form the agreements you make about life, people, and your future. And that leads to this thing called decisions. Your decisions, whether you invest money or whether you buy a power generator and hide out in the Ozark Mountains right now, whether you believe the future is going to be bright or whether you believe the future is going to be disastrous, your decisions, I don't know if you can see that word, decisions, your decisions actually become the choices that you make. The choices that you make are based on the beliefs that you've got. The beliefs that you've got are based on the interpretation you give to your life experience. You see how this thing works? Your experiences don't mean as much as your beliefs. What you believe about your experience, because your beliefs are going to shape your choices. Your choices, my friend, and this is important, are going to always shape your harvest. And this is going to be maddening in the days ahead, because there are folks that are making fear-based choices right now because fear is the interpretation of what's out there. Or they're making anger-based choices because there's so much anger in media. I mean, it's amazing. Literally, it's an unmasked Hollywood and media world in its hostility against the President of the United States. And all that I can say is that culture is because every new thing that happens gets interpreted by a spirit. What's dangerous is there's a spirit world trying to get into your head, and that spirit is moving through. I'm going to add academia. It bothers me that you see children walking out of schools. Whenever you watch this broadcast, we're going through a period in America where now the children are being weaponized by liberals and leftist teachers. Children, 10-year-old and 13-year-olds aren't self-organizing. They're being done through the teachers. If parents understood that the teachers are actually working with liberals to mobilize students, to train them to become an army to protest en masse, it's enough to make you furious. But then again, what I believe about that experience, I got to guard. I believe that it means that the next generation needs to be mobilized by Christians. We need to give them a different message. We need to show them how they have to be mobilized so that they can push against the propaganda that's coming from the world around them. I think there's a whole generation of bold, powerful youth that are waiting for an aggressive, powerful Jesus to mobilize them. Does that make sense to you? The Bible says in Psalm 110 that Jesus' people will be willing in the day of his power, and the youth are going to come to him. The youth are going to come to him. Remember when Jesus went into Jerusalem? What did he ride? A colt that had never yet been ridden. A young generation is going to bring Jesus into the cities. So let's take a look at this. Experience shapes beliefs. Beliefs make your decisions. Decisions determine your harvest. You want to be very careful who your mentors are, who your teachers are, because Jesus wants our faith to start to move towards nations. We're going to have a new mobilization of the body of Christ. Nations are about to come into the kingdom of God. That's the message. And what I'm believing right now is that there's going to be an acceleration of revelation, and it's going to begin to create new experiences. What do you want to do when you want to create a new life for yourself? Well, you need to have new experiences.
You've got to have new experiences. Listen, before we go to break, you can go to civilchristianity.org or go to vfnkb.com and look for Civil Christianity. God has already told us prophetically we have to begin to organize as a body, as a people, how to be able to shape a nation. It takes a spiritual government, the government of God. Jesus is the king of the government, to be able to shape a secular government. And he's called us to be able to win nations, and that has to do with the actual government.
That's right.
So comment below, write to us, want to hear your thoughts on that. You're seeing right here behind me, you're seeing it kind of a little bit written out a little bit better than that. Our experiences we have, it doesn't matter what our experiences are. All we have to do is like, what do I believe based on those experiences? That's why you have to stay in tune with VFN TV, because we're going to talk about a biblical viewpoint of each of these things so that you can believe what God would want you to believe about that, and then you can begin to make a decision based on that. Every day we're making decisions based on our belief, and all of a sudden your harvest is going to change. It's going to be different. This is so important because secular media right now seems to be overtaken with things that want to produce a negative, bad, dark, broke, just terrible harvest. But that's they don't know. They're not broadcasting the light. You know, we're talking. God's got good plans in store for you. God is totally in control. It's the side of darkness that's losing in this, and it's the side of light that is winning. We have to stand up during that time. So comment below, write to us, email us, let us know your thoughts. We'd love hearing from you. John?
When we get back from this break, Lance is going to continue to talk to us about, does the church have the lens it needs to interpret the season that we're in? Join us, we get right back.
We'll be right back. Are religious materials allowed to be displayed in public schools? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
There's a Christian school which is receiving money for a More at Four program for age four, and the woman who issues the money or checks to see if everything's okay said she was not allowed to put up a poster about Jesus.
Not true, and I'll tell you where this is coming from. The faith-based initiative that the Department of Education is operating under removed those kind of what we called ridiculous barriers so that faith-based groups can provide after-school care in a Christian setting, because you'd have to remove the cross from the church sanctuary or never make a reference to the Bible, and that's just not the case. So the law is very good on that. That's a misreading of it. We'll get you in touch with our legal department, Michelle, here at the American Center for Law and Justice, and get you some help right away.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
You may be joining us today and you're searching. You're searching to know God. Well, I want to encourage you. He's searching for you. You know, a couple of us have put our stories out available so that you can be able to connect with Father God through His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to go to meetmyfather.org. When you go there, you'll see a bunch of our stories. And we try to share, not all of it, but some of what God has done in our own personal lives. Listen, coming to God and coming to the Father is not as hard as religious made it out to be. He's a real loving Father who loves you, who sent His Son so that you can have a relationship with Him. Go to meetmyfather.org, and you can read some of our stories.
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Listen, we're listening to Lance Wano. You can find out more about Lance Wano at lancewano.com. But understand this, we have to have eyes to see and ears to hear. This is the question he's asking. Does the church have a lens whereby we can interpret the events that are taking place in our life, in our community, in our nation. Check it out.
This is how you come into the kingdom. This is culture one. Why did I make it culture one? Because whenever God wants to make a new person, a new family, or a new nation, we talk about transforming culture. I don't think we really know what we're talking about. To transform the culture, here's what you got to transform. You got to take the experiences that are happening to you as a nation. You need to have a fresh voice that is going to create a different narrative. You need to have different beliefs. That means you got to have some new lenses. We literally have to have a new way of describing. That's why I want to do news. That's why I'm doing news now every week. I want to take the news that's happening and flip it on its head and say, here's what you're hearing, but here's what's really happening. Because I promise you, the devil isn't telling you what God's doing. So experience shapes your beliefs. Your beliefs shape your choices. Clearly, what you believe about money, people, relationships, the sexes, choices. And your choices always shape your harvest. You know, what you sow is what you reap. And where does the sowing start? It starts above the experience line. It starts with what you choose to believe, not what happens to you. Now, if you want a new culture, you have to have a new experience. You have to have some new choices. You have to have new beliefs. You have to make some new decisions. And that's going to give you a new harvest. Any culture that's changed is a new experience. I'm beginning today to believe that if you'll ask the Lord to open your eyes to His word for you regarding how you're going to influence and change the environment around you, you're going to have new experiences. Somebody was saying to me recently how everything, he was a big business guy, every decision he makes, he requires signs. He actually asked God for signs, and he gets the sign. And he told me he was invited to Singapore, and he didn't know if he should go to speak. He's got a very busy CEO schedule, but he got a sign. The sign was he got a call for a big sale appointment. Where was it? Singapore. Then he's sitting there, and a Singapore bus goes right past him. And this is like he's in New York, but it has the word Singapore on it. And he said he believes being led by. I said, well, it's working for him. He's doing great business deals. However God talks to you, I believe you're going to have new experiences leading to some new beliefs, creating new choices, and a new harvest. Because this year particularly, this is going 2018, 2019, and this season we're heading into, is a total year where you get to choose the future you want to create, and you're no longer locked into the pattern of your past.
The future, choose the future that you want to create. Choose the future that you want to create. That's so important. God's called us to be, creators here on earth, to speak things into existence, to say to mountains, be cast to the sea. And we talk about that at VFNKB.com. Make sure you visit LanceWalnew.com and find out more about what he's doing. It's exciting days, great encouragement. I want to be able to pray for you right now. Father God, we just pray a blessing out of our community. We pray for inspiration, Father God. We pray for this spiritual kingdom to rise up, which you are the king of, that we would begin to shape the nations of the world, Father God. We bless our community. Lord, we just speak healing, and we declare by faith that abortion has ended in America, that revival is here, and third grade awakening is here. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.